Okay, I'm going to ask everyone on the call to please mute themselves by pressing star six. That way we eliminate any possible background noise. Thank you all. Okay, wonderful. All right, well, I want to welcome each of you to our call tonight. And the call tonight is called Go for More. And this is exactly what we're going to be talking about because, you know, I really want you tonight to, I want to talk to you tonight, rather, not as the founder of LeBri. I want to talk to you woman to woman as someone who started her own career in direct selling over 30 years ago. I'd like to tell you just a little bit about my history, my past. And perhaps some of you will be able to really relate to me in that way, because I know some of you think, well, you know, she owns a company, but that's not how I started. I started just like you did. I was young. I was 23 years of age, and I was looking for something more in my life, even though I didn't know what it was that I was looking for. Something was missing. I was feeling empty. I was feeling dissatisfied. I didn't like my job. I certainly didn't like my boss. For those of you that have read our book, Dare to Dream, you know what I'm talking about. But I didn't know what it was. And so I really somewhat, by accident, fell into the world of direct selling. And if you all would have known me back then, I was a very shy 23-year-old, and I had a lot of hang-ups about myself. I did not really like the girl in the mirror. And so for me, this whole industry as a young woman starting out in a career really changed my life, and it made me a better person in so many, many ways. And that's why I decided I wanted to do this call tonight, and I wanted to work with those of you who are going to make that decision that you, too, want to go for more in your LeBri business by promoting to manager and above. Because we're looking at, you know, once you become a manager, an executive manager, you're really starting to make some wonderful income, and you will find that your lifestyle will change and become better and better. So that's what we're talking about tonight, promoting to manager and executive manager. And why do you even want to think about going for more in your LeBri business? So when I started out at 23, I had never, ever done anything like this. I'm going to ask everybody to mute themselves. We're having some background noise by just pressing star six. Thank you. So when I started out, I just had a lot of insecurities. And I would go to my monthly meetings, and I never in the beginning did much of anything.
No.
Everybody mute yourself. Thank you. Okay, I think we've got everybody muted. And so when I started out, I had a lot of insecurities, and I was just looking for something that I would find rewarding and something that I would have somewhat more control of my future. I didn't know what it was, but I fell into direct selling, and it really changed my life. So I want to give you some stats about the direct selling industry, our industry, because it's important to know what kind of business and the benefits of building, putting time and energy into your business. What kind of business is this really? And can you count on this business to really bring you a tremendous amount of rewards when you make that commitment, like I did? I decided to make that commitment to go for more, and my life changed. So here's some stats that maybe you are not familiar with, but it's just good to know. And these are stats that are put out by the Direct Selling Association, and they don't have the 2016 stats out yet. That should be coming shortly. So these are stats from 2015. But in 2015, and this is big, I think, more than 20 million people were involved in direct selling, with estimated retail sales reaching $36.12 billion. And that is a 4.8 increase from 2014. So this outpaced both the growth rate for traditional retail sales, It outpaced that and the gross domestic product in the U.S. Now, that's big business. So for those of you that perhaps aren't sure about whether you should really, you know, build and grow a business in direct selling, or maybe you've got some doubts about it, this should really put those doubts to rest. I mean, that's a lot of people, 20 million people, who started their own direct selling company. Nationwide, 1 in 6 U.S. households have someone involved in direct selling. That's 1 in 6. That's a lot. So again, it shows you that this is something that people have and still are gravitating towards. Nearly 3 in 10 people involved in direct selling are millennials. So 3 out of 10 are millennials. So what does that tell you? People, younger people are still getting involved. And there's a lot of reasons why people are, and I'm going to talk about that, and it's really good reasons as to why you should consider going for more in your business. Direct selling has an outstanding involvement rate with women. Yay. More than 77% of people involved in direct selling were women in 2015. 77%. A 3 percentage point increase from 2014. Also, the statistics have shown that people involved in direct selling have a higher percentage of annual incomes over $50,000, 58%, compared to all Americans at 50%. So those are numbers. Those are impressive numbers. So what does that tell us? It tells us that this is a very viable business to be a part of, that this is something that is worth looking at and taking seriously. This is a business that you can truly grow and prosper with and help people with and really reap the many rewards that only come from having your own direct selling business with LeBri. So when I started, as I shared with you earlier, I had a lot of doubts, a lot of fears, but because I decided to give it a chance and go for more, by the time I was 31 years of age, we were earning a strong six-figure income. Now, that's something that my boss would have never given me, especially to someone like myself who did not go to college. So does that tell you, for those of you on the call that maybe you chose, like me, not to further your education after high school, it brought me a professional-level income. And in time, my income far exceeded my friend's income who all went to college. I was pretty proud of that because that shows you the power of our business. Never, ever would I have thought, number one, that I would be doing something like this. Some of you might be can relate to that. Maybe you've never thought in a million years that you'd be involved in direct selling. And maybe you've got people who are scratching their heads because they don't understand why you're involved in direct selling. I can relate to that too. So remember, it's only because they're not informed. You should not let that dampen your enthusiasm for going for more in your business just because they don't get it. A lot of the people in my life at that time didn't get it, and there are many today that wish they would have gotten it and jumped on the bandwagon with me. So let's talk about some of the benefits of going for more in your LeBri business and promoting to manager and executive manager, because there are so many benefits that are going to come your way. First of all, the number one thing, and I think this is so important, is that when you go for more, you start to dream bigger. You really do learn how to dream again, and you really start to dream bigger. I want you to ask yourself, when is the last time that you really thought about where you wanted to be in your life? Where do you really want to be? Where do you picture yourself 1 year from now? And how about 3 years from now? What kind of life will you be living? What will you be doing? What's going to improve and get better in your life? You know, what is your dream? What is it that you truly want to experience or have in your life? You've got to figure that out. And when you have that dream, you've got to grab onto it and you never, ever let go of it. The beauty of going for more in your business is that whatever your dream is, you can truly live it when you choose to dedicate some time and energy and treat your business like a business in LeBri. If you treat it like a hobby, you'll have fun, you'll help some people, of course, but you're never going to truly reap the huge rewards that you could have for you and your family. So often we limit ourselves as to what we think we can do or what we think we can have and whether we feel worthy of such abundance. That was me many years ago, and maybe this is you today. Are you limiting yourself? Are you thinking that this is something that you can't do? Well, we need to get rid of that thinking, because truly you can achieve whatever it is that is most important to you, but you've got to figure that out. You know, what is most important to you? How do you want to live? What do you see for yourself and your family and loved ones in the years ahead? Have you ever thought about it? As we know, that the years just tick on by. They go quickly, swiftly. So it's direct selling taught me to think about that. And I was able to then begin to control my destiny. When I decided to go for more and take my business seriously, man, oh, man, I saw my life change in some wonderful ways. And I would never change it for anything. The other thing for going for more is it's going to help you overcome many, many fears. It helps you increase your confidence and belief in yourself. When you choose to go for more, really, when you think about it, what is the worst thing that could possibly happen to you? What is the absolute worst thing that could possibly happen to you? Wouldn't you rather try than allow fear to rule you and keep you from having and doing the things that you would really love to do in life? Going for more in my business helped me to overcome many of my fears. And you know what I discovered in my journey is that most of my fears, it was a fairy tale story that I had created in my mind, which ended up all to be just a big waste of time and positive energy. Because that's really what fear is. Fear will never lead you to a positive end. So don't be afraid for going for more. Have faith and believe in yourself. And that's the other thing that I loved about being involved in direct selling. The business taught me how to believe in myself, and I was someone that didn't believe in myself. You know, many people experience this huge surge of self-confidence as they begin to really grow and get serious about their business, and I have seen them transform before my eyes. So if you're a shy person like I was, I overcame my shyness. I wasn't afraid anymore. But, you know, it didn't happen overnight, but boy, it happened, and I am so thankful for that, because who wants to go through life having all these fears and being so shy? And that was me. But I do know that if you're going to try and you're willing to grow, you can overcome anything. You know, I've seen people that they couldn't talk in front of others, and now they're comfortable with public speaking. That was me. People who are afraid to venture from home. You know, I can't drive there. I'm afraid to go that far. Now they can travel anywhere. And people who often shied away from, you know, team situations, and these are the same consultants in LeBri that are now moving into leadership roles. And many consultants have told me they've been even promoted in their day jobs because their manager or employer saw such a positive change in them. Through the years, I have heard that, I can't even tell you how many times, that because of their association in LeBri and what they learned through personal development in LeBri, that they actually were promoted at their day jobs. That is pretty exciting to me. You know, so again, who wants to go through life feeling afraid? It's not fun. So that one of the benefits of going for more is overcoming your fears. Increasing self-esteem is another big one for me. Believing in yourself, you know, having patience and empathy and being an encourager of others. And those are all positive changes that people see through making the decision to go for more in their business. What about going for more to have more adventure in your life? That's the one thing that was an extra bonus that I hadn't counted on, meaning, you know, more adventures such as connecting with people, learning new things, growing in ways that I never thought possible, and growing in areas that I didn't even think I needed to grow in. You have no idea how you can grow and become better and better until you really grasp and put some energy and commitment into your business. And we're going to help you with that. We're going to talk about that. The other beautiful benefit of growing and going for more are the friendships that you're going to make. All the people yet whose lives you haven't touched because you haven't met them yet. You're going to make wonderful friendships by meeting other women in direct sales, connecting with new team members, and of course, meeting new customers. It really brings people together with common interests and can create long-lasting friendships. I see it all the time. We are sisters. You know, we are truly a family, and it's something so special. And you're going to experience that too once you decide to go for more. The other benefit of going for more is being in control of your future. So, you know, what does that really mean? You know, most people think that they have no control of their tomorrows. They live life every day and they just deal with what life hands them because they don't have dreams and they don't have goals. So every morning when they wake up, they don't have anything specific that they are shooting for. There's really whatever the day brings. I often chuckle when I hear people say, well, I'll just see what happens. Ugh. I'll just see what happens. When you say that, you're not having any control over the outcome. And what this business taught me was I can be in control of my ship. I can be in control of my future. I'm not going to depend on another person to write my paycheck. I wasn't about to depend any longer on another entity to employ me and tell me what I was worth. I knew the kind of income that I wanted to make. I didn't want to make $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 a month. I wanted to make $10,000 and $15,000 a month because I knew that with that kind of income, I could really make a change in the people's lives that I loved. So you are in control of your future. You don't have to worry about when the economy, you know, hits the skids again that you're going to get laid off or that there's downsizing. It's happened many times in the 30-some years I've been in direct selling. It will happen again because everything is cyclical. But when you invest in your own business, you are investing in yourself, and there's no better investment than that. When you put time and energy into you and working and building a future and designing a lifestyle. Everybody has a life, for sure, but very few people have a lifestyle. And that's one of the things that you will benefit from as you start to go for more in your business. You know, the other thing that I think is so exciting too is it worked for me beautifully, and I see it again in all of our consultants that are growing and promoting, is people develop a more overall positive attitude in every area of your life. We all know the whiners out there, right? People that are always complaining and whining about something, and they're stuck. Their life never really seems to change or get better because the more you whine, the more whining energy you put out there, just more of it you're going to get back. So one of the things that we really stress is teaching people how to have a positive attitude in all their areas of life. And I was one of those people. I tended to be a little bit of a negative Nelly when I started in my 20s. And this business taught me how to look at things differently. And the amazing thing was when I changed my attitude, my life got better and better. That's another benefit of growing and going for more. There's also the joy of helping others through our products and opportunity. The warm fuzzies that you feel when you know that you've made a difference in someone's life, whether through the use of our products or the many rewards from building a LeBri business. There's nothing more heartwarming than helping someone who's had skin issues for years. We have many testimonials of people from babies to teenagers to, you know, women in their 30s, 40s, grandmas, grandpas. We have many testimonials of how our products have helped them, and they've had, some of them have suffered many years with certain skin conditions. And what about all the people who have benefit from the opportunity? There are many of them. They're traveling to destinations they never thought they'd ever see in their lifetime. They're experiencing things that they would have never experienced if they wouldn't have said yes to going for more in their LeBri business. So how about you? You know, what do you want to experience? Life is a wonderful, wonderful journey. There's just so many things to really take in and enjoy. So I want you to think about that. The other benefit for going for more, and this is something that I think is so important to really enjoy life to its fullest, and that is the flexibility of time, more time to do the things that you want to do when you want to do them. And that will come with time. It's not going to come right away as you start building your business, but it comes with time. Most people will always have to, if they punch a clock, you know, they start at 8, end at 4:30, whatever, it's very rigid. You know, they have to go somewhere, stay somewhere for a period of time. They have a certain amount of vacation that they can take in a year. When you choose to go for more in your Libri business, you're going to have control over that. You'll be able to work out when the gym isn't flooded with a bunch of people. You'll be able to go grocery shopping during the week, not on the weekends when you can barely get a parking spot. All those little things make a difference. So flexibility, more time to do the things that you want to do when you want to do them. My mentor always said to me, she said, Linda, if you focus on your business and you treat it like a business, the day will come where everybody else will still be working and you will be playing. And you know, she was right. That day did come. And I want that for you as well. So flexibility is a big thing. Also, of course, we can't, you know, ignore the fact that when you go for more, you will have higher income. And with earning a higher income, along with that comes more choices. When you have more income, more cash, you simply have more choices in your life, such as choices in where you choose to shop, whether it be a clothing store or whether it be a grocery store. More choices as to where you choose to live. Or maybe you want two homes. Maybe you're thinking about retirement, depending on your age. I mean, you can actually choose to live where you want to live. What about choosing the kind of car you want to drive? Take the type of vacations that you want to take, not settle for something less than. Or staying in the better hotels. You know, the balance in your savings and checking account. And the list goes on. Because the bottom line is when you have more income, you have more choices. And when you have a Libri business, no one needs to be struggling for money because you have now control to create more income, unlike when you are in a situation where you get a certain amount of money every week or biweekly. That's all you're getting. You don't have any power over that. You can't increase that. It's the same old thing every week or every other week, depending on when that money comes in. But when you have your own business, you can create a higher income, and it will continue to grow if you nurture it and take care of it. I found that when I took care of my business took really good care of me. You don't get that when you work for someone else. So when you choose to go for more and you start to invest a little extra time and energy into your business, you're not going to have to settle for less. There's not going to be any need to limit yourself. Many people limit themselves to what they think they can do or to what they've been told they can't do. You can go as far as your mind lets you. There are no limits here. What you believe, you will certainly achieve. Also, the other thing we can't leave out here is that having a home-based business also comes with some tax benefits. And this is also a great way for you to keep more of your money throughout the year. So to keep that in mind, of course, you're going to talk to a professional, but there are some tax savings that come into play for sure. Financial freedom. How about getting and staying out of debt? Can you imagine how fantastic it will be to pay all of your bills easily each month and still have plenty of money left over? That's what's going to happen if you choose to go for more and invest time in building your business. There just aren't any limits at all when it comes to Libri. Again, the only limits would be those that you choose to put on yourself. And it is a choice. It's a choice here. With LeBri, you're going to have the opportunity to write your own paycheck, whatever that might be. And we have women in LeBri that are earning really high-level incomes. Yes, we have many women that are earning $500 a month, $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month, $10,000 a month, $15,000 a month, and even someone who's earning $30,000 a month every month. Sometimes it's 35, sometimes it's 37. Imagine for a minute, just take a minute and think about right now if you were earning $5,000 a month in bonus checks from your LeBri business, $5,000 a month, in what way would that change your life? How would that make your life easier, better? I want you to think about that. Even an extra thousand starting out, how would that make things different for you and your family? It's very real. It's very, very doable. Once you get committed and you decide to go for more, it's all doable. The only time it's not doable is if you become wishy-washy. And that happens. I've seen it. And I've seen people with tremendous talent and ability that could be very successful. But because of the fact that for whatever reason, they didn't have a dream, or sometimes, you know, we find distractions, you know, pull us away from our dreams and goals, and these are some of the things that we're going to talk about and help you with, then we lose sight of where we could be and what we could have, and then we become settlers again. And that's something we don't want to do. You don't want to settle. So there are many, many benefits awaiting you and your family when you make that decision to go for more by promoting to manager and beyond. And the wonderful thing about all this is that we are here to help you. The thing I want everyone to understand, should you make this commitment, is that we're going to be there helping you grow your business. You are never alone. Once you commit, I commit. We are here to help those who are committed to growth because we are in business to help you succeed. So here's how this is going to work, okay? So should you decide to say yes, that you want to go for more and you want to promote to manager and beyond, what I need you to do is send an email to support@lebri.com. Send an email to support@lebri.com. The subject line is go for more. And let me know that, yes, Linda, I want to go for more. What we will then do is we're going to work with you, your executive manager, and I and you, we're going to form a partnership. And we are going to work with you to help you get to where you want to go. Again, it's a commitment. It's, you know, we're going to commit. We're going to be there for you step by step. There's no way that you can fail if you're committed. And we're going to commit to help you get there. So again, you're not alone. There's some wonderful things. We have Leader Day coming up where you can come to the home office and get some special training with me. We're going to be doing that a couple times a year. Just imagine the benefits for you and your family, the increased income, the increased self-confidence, the joy of knowing that your business is growing and you're helping other people. Oh, my God, I could go on and on and on. It's so exciting. So if after this call, if you've decided that you are one of those people to make that commitment that you want to go for more, again, email me. You know, it's support@lebri.com. Put on there, go for more in the subject line, and let me know that, yes, Linda, I want to go for more. And then we will be getting in touch with you, letting you know what the plan of action is and when our next call is. And we'll be working with you. Okay, so I hope that in many ways tonight that I have perhaps helped to open your eyes as to all the benefits that await you once you get committed and decide to go for more in your LeBri business. It is such an exciting journey. And remember, what have you got to lose? If you're looking for something more in your life, more fun, more income, you want to help more people, I don't want anyone to struggle. No one should have to be, you know, if you don't have enough money in your bank account at the end of the month, let's build that bank account. If you're sick of paying off debt, let's get rid of it. You have the vehicle to do it. So jump on board with us because we're ready to help you. So thank you all for joining me today. And again, I look forward to receiving your email. Let's get this party started, okay? All right. Have a great night, everybody. Again, thanks for joining me. Good night.
Good night.